This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's go. All right, we have lots of inspiration and motivation today. As the sun comes up over the United States of America, you have the number one morning radio program with more stations, more ears, more minds, more eyes. More. How do you like it? More.
Okay. You know what's cool is that the what's song cool? and dance are free. You don't have
yes,
to pay
are.
For them.
You don't have to pay a thing for listening to this program. It's pretty cool. I mean, so far, so good. Jennifer Horn is back from her wasted time away from this program. She wasted 10 days in Hawaii when she could have been here.
Oh.
It's amazing how you fritter away your
yeah,
life.
That yeah, that time in Hawaii is a real waste.
Yeah, I feel so bad for you. Terrible. All right, there's Mr. McFadden along with Mr. Kessler. We even had Roberta show up. She got more Queen of Chief stuff today. San Diego Zoo. What's Nick Jr.? I don't know what Nick Jr.
TV
is.
Show. TV it's channel. Network, yeah.
Oh, it is really?
It's Nickelodeon.
Like Nickelodeon.
Jr.
Ah, okay. I got it. Okay, big news from Idaho.
What?
Big news.
You are the hoe?
From Idaho. That's what it is. Idaho. You know where they have Idaho.
Potatoes.
Okay,
all
can we rename it?
Udaho.
Ida, not the hoe. Udaho.
Okay, move along now.
Keep going.
Come on, kids. Moving forward.
There's an assistant professor at Idaho State University who has a concealed carry gun permit. Yesterday was the first day in class, and he shot himself in the foot with his handgun, accidentally discharged from inside his pocket in the chemistry classroom.
Sometimes that'll happen. Oh, great. So there's a firearm inside a chemistry classroom, making it even more dangerous.
No Ooh. Other injuries were reported. I always love the news media. Who else is going to get hurt? He shot himself in the foot, so the bullet went into the floor. Who else is going to get hurt? No other injuries were reported.
Except for his second piggy.
He was in... this is in Pocatello, Idaho. And
here's the thing. Just to be fair, there are thousands and thousands of people
as opposed to Pocatello.
Right. Yes, who have concealed carry permits, who carry weapons safely every single day and don't shoot themselves in the foot.
Right.
But man alive, is it funny when someone shoots himself in the foot? Well, there's that training video. I don't know if you've seen it. If not, I should put it up on Facebook for you guys. But this guy's teaching people how to safely use weapons and guns, and he shoots himself in the foot.
And he's in a classroom.
And he's trying really hard not to show that he's in a lot of pain.
There were 19 students in his chemistry class yesterday. Unclear how many were shaken up by this. What is that? If you watch your professor shoot himself in the foot, I got to think there's going to be a little bit of hysteria in the classroom. Or maybe, is it hysteria or were they hysterical? One or the other. I guess it would depend on how the
probably once you realize the guy's okay.
Yeah.
You know,
I gotta think initially you're really concerned.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's if it had happened at Heidelberg, our chemistry classes had cement floors. So what would have happened if they wouldn't most chemistry labs have cement floors? Wouldn't you?
And this was in Idaho.
Idaho.
You know, where did I hear the other day? I mean, after the all the school shootings, that the amount of concealed carry in schools is up in states where it's allowed.
I'd imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So well.
And like I said, thousands of people carry them safely.
Okay. So here's the question. Here's a serious question. Do you want your children in a classroom where the teacher or the professor has a gun? 888-302-3684. What do you think?
Use it.
Yeah, if they're trained.
Well,
they
obviously this guy didn't know how to use it, so he shot himself in the foot. He had it in his pants pocket. Why would you carry a gun in your pants pocket?
Yeah, that's dangerous.
That doesn't seem too smart to me. 888-302-3684. What did you start to say, Jennifer?
Well, think about Israel. I mean, all the schools have teachers and professors carrying.
Right. But there's a whole different
I think every school should have someone in it.
With a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Really?
Some kind of
screen. And who would you, like your wife, should she carry a gun to school?
Not my wife, no.
Has your wife got a gun permit?
She does not.
She does not. You don't have a gun at home, right?
I do not.
No. You have a gun permit?
I do not.
Well, I do, actually. I'm sorry.
I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went to the NRA last year, shot at the range, and had to get a permit to do that.
All right. Kenny, have you got a gun permit?
No.
No. Your wife got one?
No. My eyesight's so bad, I should not have a gun.
Really? I didn't know your eyesight was that bad.
I have
Explain
one
some
eye
of the things
not...
I read from you, though, from time to time.
Well, I have one eye that's not correctable to 20/20.
Really?
So there's
so then the joke
perception
about
issues.
The shot that Jennifer took at me with Rooster Stefan, she should have aimed at you.
She could have, sure.
Rooster Kessler. One
just
good eye.
You need a shotgun, Ken.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
I got a croquet mallet.
Jennifer, you got a permit?
No, but I would like one.
You want one?
I would absolutely get one. 100%. It would make
your
me
father
feel
got
safer
one?
In my house. My father has a gun, yes.
No, that's not what I asked you. Does he have a...
And maybe you should just let it go and let's hear how I answer the question.
Absolutely, he's got a license.
Yes,
right.
Yeah. Well, some of us have the permits and we don't have guns. I got one. I got one after I shot the dogs out in the vineyard who were killing my calves.
You
that
shot
was,
dogs?
I shot two dogs.
You thought they were wolves. You don't remember this? He thought they were coyotes.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it was the neighbor's German shepherds.
They weren't really.
They were Alaskan.
It doesn't matter what they were. Yeah. You killed your neighbor's dog?
They were attacking his cows.
I killed one and shot the other one. Yeah.
Oh,
they were
my
in
God.
My calf pen.
Did they?
Yeah,
like,
I
went,
he only made
you?
The other one.
Yeah,
did
I know.
Did they hate you?
The neighbors?
Yeah.
He threatened to kill me.
I knew he would.
Hmm.
I
Kenny
would.
But Kenny remember cat. Doug has a gun. And
he's a bad shot.
Well, if he can hit a dog at 100 yards, I'm thinking he's probably pretty much going to nail me.
This guy wasn't that smart, actually. But what I did was take him through the barn and show him the calves and explain to him, this is what your dogs were trying to, this is what your dogs were attacking. And plus, I had two policemen standing with me when I was having that conversation with him, so I think that meant it had some sort of an impact on him as well, at any rate. Speaking of impact, Richie.
Yeah.
There is a study out today on how omega-3s prevent heart attacks.
Good, because I'm taking them big time.
A heart attack is caused by plaques being laid down in your arteries, and then a clot forms to completely obstruct the arteries, leading to the heart. Omega-3s help to prevent plaques from forming, and they also prevent clotting. And this is news from, let's see here, a website that's based in Norway. Isn't a lot of the fish, don't they say that a lot of the omega-3s, the best fish for omega-3s, come out of Norway or come out of Scandinavia, isn't there some?
Well, the North Atlantic, right?
Right, exactly. And by the way, that's where the omega-3s come that are in Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Omax 3 Ultra Pure. You've heard me enthusiastically endorsing this. Richie's taking them. I guess we get this stuff to the other members of the staff so that they'll be
apparently
along.
You only like Rich.
Around as long as.
Not the rest of
I told you, Roger
you were
Hitchcock.
Gone.
Roger Hitchcock swears that he no longer needs knee surgery because his joints are feeling better.
Right.
He thought he was going to have to get knee surgery.
He told me when I talked to him last that he thought he was taller now than he used to be.
So he's a pretty tall guy.
He's getting taller all the time. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors at Yale. The studies that I just was talking about and lots of other studies suggest that Omax 3 is the way to prevent plaque from forming and prevent clotting. Omax 3 Ultra Pure helps improve your mental sharpness. Here's the thing. This product helps you in any number of ways. You have joint pain. then this will help. If you have memory loss, this will help. It's certainly going to help your heart and your circulatory system. So these are the best omega-3s. The product name to remember is Omax 3 Ultra Pure, and you get it by simply calling 800-303-7533, or you can go to Doug4Omax3.com. Jennifer, if you can't remember that, I'll go over it again. D-O-U-G, the number 4, my favorite number, remember it that way. Omax 3, O-M-A-X 3, all together, .com, and you can order it that way, or 800-303-7533. By the way, the best part is at the end of the commercial. You don't have to pay for your first month's supply of Omax 3 Ultra Pure. You don't have to pay. Free. 800-303-7533. You will have to send them some dough to ship it to you. Shipping and handling charge. That's it, though. 800-316-7918 to get your free 30-day supply of Omax 3 Ultra Pure.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I've got like 110% Christmas guarantee on all the things I buy the most. So cool. I got a muffler that is. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got 110% price match guarantee on all the things she buys the most. She must tell her friends on social media.
Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Find a lower price on a new identical item. Show us the lower price at checkout and we'll match it and discount it by 10% of the difference. And 97, see store or staples.com for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a special savings book with more than $5,000 in extra savings. Make it a great weekend with Pepsi, Hefty Supreme plates, and Bounty paper towels, all at members-only prices. Come into Sam's Club today to get your savings book with more than $5,000 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
You're the type who likes to seize the day, all 30 of them, during Member September. All month long, almost anything you get at Rite Aid gets you 3 times Wellness Plus points, which gets you to gold at 20% off almost everything in the store 3 times faster. Yep, the best program in the business is now even better, by 3, but only during Member September and only at Rite Aid. Activate your membership at memberseptember.com today. Rite Aid, with us, it's personal. Limitations apply, prescriptions ineligible for triple points. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
Really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that is really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be responsible.
All right, the Jerk of the Day award goes to Florida Governor Rick Scott.
I love this story.
You what?
I love this story. Go ahead.
Why? I think this is sad, actually. I don't know, but he is a jerk. Apparently, after he won the nomination for the governor's seat in 2010, Mr. Scott announced to the world through Facebook that his family had rescued a Labrador Retriever.
Aww.
The dog was around all through the campaign.
He's going to get my vote, that nice
seems
guy.
To have, the dog seems to have disappeared. What happened to the dog, Kenny?
That's a good question. That's a question his staff didn't want to answer, and finally it turned out that he gave the rescue dog back.
So imagine that advisor. We were having some fun with it. That advisor says, you know what would help you win this election? A dog. You need a dog. Right. Get me that dog.
Rescue dog.
I'm looking at it, and apparently he said the dog was scared of everybody and never bit anybody, but scared of living daylights out of people because he was barking at everybody in the mansion.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah,
he didn't do it until after he got into the mansion, though.
Right.
Okay. I think he still deserves the award. 21 after the hour.
To see, yeah.
No, it's not. 21 after on Good Day.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang. If you've been nervous about investing in the current stock market, then you need to listen up. Phil's Gang is having a free webinar on Saturday, September 13th. That's going to be at noon Eastern Time. You're going to learn how to invest in this type of market. Not just the stock market, but you're going to be investing in yourself. Don't miss it. To sign up, go to learnstocksforfree.com. That's learnstocksforfree.com or call 877-600-4264.
There are men around like McFadden.
It's been a drought in California.
Stephen. Okay, so it's time for our One Hit Wonder daily contest here on Good Day. We're playing a song by a group that only had one hit. So it is your job, should you care to assume the responsibility, to dial this at 888-302-DOUG with the name of the group. And when you get on the air and we decide you have the right answer, you will get a one-hit wonder CD. Why are you fading away? What's going on? Right, play the song. What's the big deal? Raining Men. Right, by the way, this is written by Paul Schaefer.
Really?
6 million copies.
Isn't it funny that Ralph Paul Schaefer would write a song called It's Raining Men?
Yeah.
So is catchy, though.
Is Paul Schaefer gay?
I believe he is.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think his wife would dispute that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm wrong.
Well,
there's some guys that are married to women that are gay.
That's true.
Yeah. Anyway, we're not talking about
Schaefer.
How did that, where'd that come from? Why are we having a conversation about whether Paul Schaefer is gay or straight? Just because he wrote
the song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why would he write a song called It's Raining Men? How would that pop into his head?
I see, Richard. 6 million copies. That's a big song. That's a big hit. Yeah, 6 million copies. 1983, during this time in 83. You can tell us now what the name of the group is, a one-hit wonder artist group, 888-302-3684. Their real names, these two ladies, Martha Wash and Izona Armstead. That'll help define this very quickly, because we both know the name of the group after learning their names, right? They also performed under the name Two Tons of Fun. Are they large ladies?
That's just like an adult specialty video.
That's awesome.
They also sang background vocals for Bob Seger. They sang background for Aretha Franklin. Izona and her daughter moved to Germany, where they reformed the group without Martha until Izona passed away in 2004. All right, what's the name? Is that the whole song? That's it? Is that short?
It's 3 minutes long, sir.
Really? I remember the song because it sounded like a couple of other songs that were popular about the same time, right? Start it over again, Richie. See if you can. What is that? What else?
Well,
is that?
Here, I don't want to hear them.
Well, I want to have Jennifer. It's rising. Is there a Gloria Gaynor song that sounds like this?
Yes.
Right? Stumper, stumper, stumper. These are these people have to have gotten their start singing gospel music
at some
church somewhere, right? When you listen to this.
Listening to the Disco 2 for station, they'd be playing Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive, and
with this song.
That'd be a great format, wouldn't it? The disco format. There were a lot of stations doing that, obviously, in the mid to late 70s when disco was king. I love disco music. Matter of fact, Richie, why don't you? I haven't heard El Tavares for a long time. Why don't we have, we should play that song.
Right, right now? Just for
well, no, I don't think they were one-hit wonders, though, from remembering correctly, there were two or three tunes that they had.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, they can't be in the one hit wonder contest.
All right, Alita. Hello, Alita. Hello, Alita. Where's Alita?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
All right, where is Union, Missouri from Ferguson?
From Ferguson. It's about 45, 50 minutes to the west.
Right. You haven't been affected by anything there, have you?
Oh, no. I used to work up that way.
Did you? Hi, what's the name of the group here? What's the name of this artist?
Well, I kept thinking it sounded like a Gloria Gaynor song, so I'm probably totally
Why don't you guess the Weather Girls?
The Weather Girls?
Good, yes! You got it. She wins. Yay! Yay! After the hour.
Good job. One more next time with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, a gentle touch. You know, think about how most cats are handled. How often do owners lift them up with one hand, grabbing them somewhere around the middle of their stomach? Poor kitty dangles in the air, and the stress from her body weight is placed directly in the middle of her belly. Would you like to be held like that? I bet not. It certainly doesn't sound comfortable to me. As a matter of fact, I think it would hurt a lot. How many times have you dropped your cat to the floor from a height of a foot or more? Cats are small creatures, often no larger than a newborn infant. Would you handle an infant like that? I don't think so. When you touch your cat, do it ever so gently. A soothing touch will convey a lot to our fragile furballs. She'll come to trust the calm in your hands, she'll know you're sensitive, and she'll feel the concern and love you're transmitting. Gently stroke your cat every day. Pick them up gradually. Lay them down softly. That's why so many cats freak out when people go to pick them up, because they know the end result may hurt. Handle them gently. They'll be your best friend. Remember, they're just little guys. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. system. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Half hour of conversations. We walk. Actually, no, we're running into your life. Jennifer Horn is here. Television report later on in this half hour.
I'm jogging.
Kessler, you're jogging into our minds.
Yes.
Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Rich sent me this and told me that I needed to start with this in this half hour.
What's that?
A note on bathroom philosophy.
Yes.
And the compelling things that are on the walls of many of the lavatories that you visit.
Yeah, whoever put my phone number up there really stinks.
And that's how I met Jennifer.
I know. Really? How do you think I got this job?
Yeah.
For a good day, call Jennifer. Right. So that's what they did.
All right. In a women's restroom in Bozeman, Montana, make love, not war. Hell, do both. Get married.
Like that.
I've decided to raise my grades. I must lower my standards. This was written on the library in the Harvard University. They have the big the catacombs. Ever been to Harvard? Ever been on the campus of Harvard?
Walked around it.
Yeah.
Rich and I weren't allowed inside.
Never really answered it, right. They wouldn't let me in.
Okay.
Come on, man. Let me in.
Yeah, let me in.
I swear I won't do anything stupid like all the other colleges I've been to.
Here's something that's written on the back of a bus. It's hard to make a comeback when you haven't been anywhere.
Down with that.
If voting could really change things, it would be illegal. Think about that.
What was that noise?
That was my. That
somebody
was my
just
brain.
Had an idea.
That was my brain. I was like, oh, I got that one.
Don't trust anything that bleeds for 5 days and doesn't die.
Okay, you know what? That's not even funny.
Oh, really?
All right. You know what that ding was?
What's that?
It was a listener sending me information about Paul Schaefer.
Really? And we've had this ongoing discussion, for those of you who just joined us. We had a, you know, one-hit wonder contest, a song written by Paul Schaefer called It's Raining Men. And so the speculation was that Schaefer may have been a closet gay person.
Because it's the gay anthem. So right. I even found an interview where they asked
men at work have the gay anthem, YMCA.
That's the Village People.
The Village People.
Yeah. Them too, yeah. Them too.
So, but apparently Paul Schaefer has been happily married to Kathy Vassopoli since 1990 and was asked in an interview, are you a closet gay because you wrote the gay anthem? And he said, no.
No, of course not.
No.
Bing! Oh, that's a lie.
He said it took a...
Circle gets a square.
Yeah. He said it takes a real man to write a song like It's Raining
Men.
Yes,
it does. All right, so let's talk about the real men not... who are members of ISIS. Think about it in this terminology. Think about it as long as we've sort of framed a conversation here that I think has value. Men who do, this is a whole like off the wall thing. Men who go into these pursuits, I maintain, are gay. Most of the men who belong to ISIS and Al-Qaeda are homosexuals.
Oh, jeez.
Here we go.
Think about it for a second. What kind of guy is going to dress up in black and run around with a bunch of other guys all day long with swords, knives, and guns?
Yeah, I'm stepping away from this conversation.
Why?
All of them trying to meet the 72 virgins in the great beyond.
Well, they didn't say they were virgin women.
Gay with evil, and I don't like that. I don't like that argument, I don't think.
Oh, that's not what I'm suggesting at all.
Okay.
No, that's not what I'm
suggesting. Ooh, she's actually got you there.
I know,
I didn't suggest that at all.
Gay hater.
That thought never went into my mind.
You're a gator.
You're a gator. I better watch it.
All right.
You're going to end up on the front of LBGT Times or something like that.
What's LBGT?
Yeah, that's a dangerous statement, Doug.
Well, why is it a dangerous statement? I'm not saying that you're taking it and turning it around. I'm not starting with the premise.
I'm not taking it and turning it around. I'm understanding it as you're delivering it.
No, you're understanding it from your perspective because you're a homophobe.
Oh. So the gator's calling me a homophobe.
Yeah. That's why you took it that way.
Gator. I'm not the one who said that all the twisted ISIS guys that are beheading people are doing it because they must be...
No, I didn't. No. I didn't say they're doing it. No, I didn't say that.
Yep.
You're twisting the words around.
Simple. Yep.
No, that's not what I said.
Are you ready to move along from this conversation? Because you know you're not going to get out of it.
Well, because you are trying to twist my words around as if I were Obama or something.
Didn't you miss me? This all started with me, but now became a fight between the two of you.
Nice.
38 past the hour.
Right, yeah. Moving along.
Scott, he got rid of a dog.
And the Justice Department is going to give the Ferguson Police Department a top-to-bottom look-over after the Michael Brown incident, and there are others there. This is not, well, so they say, that there's a pattern there, and the news media has been suggesting that as well. So they're going to do a civil rights probe into the Ferguson Police Department. I would suggest if they're going to do it into the Ferguson Police Department, that they do it into pretty much all of the police departments in cities this size around the country, Midwest, Mid-South. You'll find, or even go into the Boston Police Department.
That'd be such a waste of resources, though.
Why? Because they'd find that it was true?
No, because you go after every small town police department. I mean, there are plenty of police departments that run in the right way. I would want to see, actually, as a citizen there, before they got involved with my state-run institution, I'd want to see the evidence that this kind of stuff is happening more than
once. Does it bother anybody else that they're doing an investigation of the police department before the investigation of the crime has even been finished?
That would bother me. In hundreds of police departments across the country, the percentage of whites on the force is more than 30 percentage points higher than in the communities they serve. This is an analysis done by the feds of police departments, and that's what started this overview, or at least that's what they're using as a hook. Wow, listen, look at this problem. Minorities make up a quarter of police forces. The most recent comprehensive data available from the feds suggest diversity has increased, but not enough to increase department credibility in the community. If you look at cities like St. Louis, disparities in the racial makeup of police department there, most prominent But it's worse in the conclusion of, at least the Fed report says, that smaller Midwestern cities like Ferguson, where minorities make up two-thirds of the population, ought to have more blacks.
Well, you can't force black people to want to become cops. I mean, when are you in, or are they, not you, but are they insinuating? Are they insinuating that there are black people being turned away from those positions? Or are they, I mean, because you can't recruit someone and say, okay, I need 10 African American people to show up and take this job.
My brother is the only white cop in his department in the hood.
This is, if the world were really the way it ought to be, if the world were a perfect place, we wouldn't be looking at skin color. The world isn't a perfect place, so we are looking at skin color. But isn't it a shame, when you get down to brass tacks, that the only credibility that somebody brings forth is the color of his or her skin?
Mm-hmm.
That means that you're qualified for the job because of your skin? It's ridiculous that we would be in that position at this point in our history, that we'd actually be saying, and that's what we're saying.
There's such class warfare going on now. It's getting so bad. There's such this whole thing about race and class warfare that has happened in the past, I don't know, whatever, 5 years or something, where we're all pitted against each other.
Right,
I mean, look at this whole thing.
And the news media and politicians are the ones who are doing it.
This whole Ferguson case, I mean,
it's the media, the
politicians pitting us all against each other, and we're buying it hook, line, and sinker, and we're all a bunch of suckers.
I'm looking at the town where my mother was born, Bellevue, Illinois, which is east of St. Louis, about 50 miles, and what the police force there is about. Now, most of these communities around St. Louis are heavily black, population heavily black. And so what they've done here in this graph that I'm looking at, the feds have taken apart, and this is how deep they've gone into these communities and looked at the population. Belleville has a 44,000 population. There are 83 police officers. 26% of them are black, the residents in the community, there are 44% black. So
look, who cares? I don't understand why we're perpetrating this. Because
we're perpetrating because the federal government wants to change things to their liking. That's why I'm telling you the story.
The only thing that there would be a story there for is if a 50 black people showed up to try to become police officers in that area and were turned away. Then that would be a story. What if the people applying happen to just be white? What if all the good black cops have gone to St. Louis because they make more money being a police officer in St. Louis?
That's a very interesting observation and a good point. Most of the ones who are any good are going to go to better cities where they're going to get paid more money.
That's more
because they're looking for
issue.
They're recruiting in the main New York City. You don't think New York City is recruiting black police officers who are good at their job? Of course they are. So is there any other city in Washington, Richie? You tell me that they're not looking for good black police officers, no matter where they come from.
Especially since the city is predominantly black. I mean, yeah, absolutely.
Right. So there's a couple of different statements here that are kind of sad, actually, when you get right down to it. It really is sad that we are in this circumstance today in this country. But it is. And by the way, never mind. I'll edit that comment. Seeing as you didn't get the comment I made first, without misconstruing it, I'm not going to throw another one.
Yeah, that's the problem. Is we never understand your wise
comments. That's right. Yes, right. My pithy remarks.
Right.
My intelligentsia. All right. So let's give way to my intelligentsia by way of having Jennifer come in and help herself to the television news of the day. She, by the way, is very intelligent. After all, spending that time in Hawaii.
It does make you smarter.
Under the circumstances, who's smarter? Those of us who stayed and worked our fingers to the bone?
Or those
or
who
you?
Worked in Maui?
Yeah, right, exactly. Who's the smarter person here? 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm American Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
It's really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that's really, really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of like Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be responsible.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. I have a story about a product that I have started using called Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors affiliated with Yale University. 16 times more powerful than the krill oil that you buy in the superstore. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, shown in clinical studies to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels and to lower the triglyceride levels in as short a period as 30 days, delivers more than 91% pure omega-3. It sharpens your mind, makes your mood better, your memory better. The makers of Omax 3 are so confident that you will see and feel these amazing benefits, they're willing to send you a free 30-day supply. You just cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call the number now, 800-316-7918, and tell them that Doug Steffen sent you for Omax 3 Ultra Pure, a free 30-day supply at 800-316-7918.
Buick Certified Service Technicians are known for their expert auto service. Brakes, oil, tires, or any other service you need, it's what we do. And we also take pride in our exceptional customer service. That's why Buick recently received the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. And we couldn't have done it without the best customers in the world. So I personally want to say thanks. Thanks for choosing Buick Certified Service.
You're welcome.
Oh, and your car's all set. They're pulling it around for you now.
Okay, great.
Experience the new Buick with our exceptional service now and get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires. See participating U.S. Buick dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by 11/30/14. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 10/31/14. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
My credit card got hacked yesterday. That's a story for later on. Meanwhile, 13 before the hour, I was listening to that commercial if you're listening to it. We never much talk about the news, television news. We talk about the TV shows that are on. We don't talk about the news. One of the reasons that we don't is because it's so ludicrous. Richie, play the cut you just played from a news television station report on a fire in the Bronx. This is why we laugh at these
people. 10 people died in the Bronx last night due to a fire that killed 10 people in the Bronx last night during a fire.
Fire officials say all 10 people died due to the fire, which was too hot for their bodies.
Don't you hate it when that happens?
I know.
Can you believe these?
Okay, you know that was a joke, right?
No, that's really what happened.
No, that's real news. That's real news. Yeah. It was, let me see here. Hold on.
No, but I mean, that was a
10
joke.
10 people
news
died
path,
in the
right?
Bronx last night due to a fire that killed 10 people in the Bronx last night during a fire.
Fire officials say all 10 people died due to the fire.
Sounds like New York won.
For their bodies.
Right. It was too hot for their bodies. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. All right, speaking of too hot for my body, The View, I am never going to watch this show ever again.
This is awful.
It is awful. All right, so we know that the only two castmates that we knew for sure, okay, we had Whoopi Goldberg saying, good. Mm-hmm. Rosie O'Donnell, Well, now the round out is complete. The producers of The View have announced Rosie Perez. Remember her, the one with the annoying voice? And Nicole Wallace, whoever that is, are joining The View. Rosie Perez is 49 now. She's joining. She's probably best known for White Man Can't Jump. And then Nicole Wallace is a 42 political commentator. They're going to all return on September 15th for this latest season. I can't imagine it's going to be any good.
It's the Rosie Show.
It's Rosie Squared. All right. So also in the news, The Voice. The Voice is getting ready to come back this September 22nd. And Taylor Swift, one of music's biggest stars, will be joining the cast this season. She's going to be a mentor like Chris Martin did last year. She'll be mentoring all the contestants on all the teams. Adam, of course, Levine and Blake Shelton returning. Gwen Stefani and Pharrell Williams are the new judges as well.
Williams is?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Peppy.
Really?
He's replacing CeeLo.
Oh, that's cool.
You like CeeLo. Him?
I like him a lot better. The more I learn about CeeLo, the less I like him.
Yeah, CeeLo's an interesting little guy. All right, really. Dancing with the Stars, big breaking news. This season also going to be a little slow. Jonathan Bennett from Mean Girls will be in it. Back to the Future star Leah Thompson is announced as one of the stars dancing. YouTube star Bethany Mota and the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air star Alfonso Ribeiro will be among the participants.
Thompson's last credit was Back to the Future.
Yeah, pretty much. Antonio Sabato Jr. will be dancing. It's a good one.
All right, let's get happy. 51 after on Good Day.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Overviewing what sort of things you should be thinking about, courtesy of the Doug Steffen Good Day program and another radio program. We get together. We married. Well, maybe not. We didn't marry. We are enjoying a conjugal relationship, however. Tommy the K is here. Tom Kreitler, who, along with Leslie Segretti, host the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, heard on hundreds of radio stations around the country, and he is here to help you understand. Maybe the only question I always say as we're doing our various advice programs, people say, I don't want to ask that question, it's dumb. No, the only dumb question is the one that doesn't get asked, because there are a lot of people listening to this program who will have the same problem that you do. So listen up. I thought we ought to find out in a moment. You've shuffled your children off to college.
Yes, I have.
And I thought that you, because you blogged about how to pack and off the college toolbox, what students need to have, a father like you teaching his children. That's a great example, by the way. And I thought, and I'm being serious about this, I think so many kids are sent off and they're not practically schooled in how to overcome things that they may encounter, that they ought to, you know, little toolkit. We'll talk about that. Plus, as we have time, letters for Tom. It's very sweet. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Tom Kreitler joins us with input in a moment here on Good Day.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement, Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in a free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-514-1000. 1-800-514-1000. Call 1-800-514-1000. 1-800-514-1000.
Hi.
Now a very special.
Yes.
Letters for Tom.
Letters for Tom.
Very
Franny
nice.
Writes, we have a home that was built in the early 70s.
Dear Tom, we have a home that was built
for Mica countertops and very backsplash in both the kitchen and the bathrooms. We're ready for a change.
That's like the worst music I've ever heard.
Yanni.
Cover yeah. these.
Sorry, Yanni.
What's the matter with Yanni? You got no sense of humor?
He's a magic sleep.
He's right, man. No, cry this from New Jersey. Why are we wasting our time? All right, so what does Franny get back from you in terms of advice on countertops? Are the new ceramic tile countertops cool?
Yeah, and listen, she's got Formica, and Formica's a great product. And if you haven't seen Formica lately, there's a lot of new styles and colors.
New Mica, you know, Mica, I know, Mica.
They still don't come in avocado
yeah,
and orange.
Yeah, it's not the avocado. And right.
Mango.
Remember that color? Yeah.
Mango.
No, they actually have some really beautiful tops, and they have some new edge treatments now, so it almost looks just like sort of a solid surfacing material. So you could recover, re-laminate those tops. If you do want to go with ceramic tile, that's certainly an option. What I would caution you to do in either case is to make sure that the base of the countertop is still in good condition. You know, very often around where the sink is, especially where if you've had maybe a leaky faucet, sometimes that medium density fiberboard that makes up sort of the guts of the countertop will deteriorate slowly. So as long as that's solid, you can still cover it with either ceramic tile or with new laminate Formica. And if you're going to go with tile, look for one of these sheet products where it's kind of like peel and stick. It's sticky on both sides. You put it down on the countertop, and then you glue the tile to the other side of it so you don't have to use tile adhesive anymore. It's a lot quicker and easier, and you can actually grout right away. So pretty much you put down this layer of mastic, which it comes in sort of a roll-out sheet form, and you put the tiles down, you can grout right away, and you're done.
I did that when I did my backsplash. That adhesive, and it's easy. It works great.
It's pretty quick, right?
Yeah.
Roll out the mastic. We'll have a barrel of fun. So how do you pack a toolbox when you send your children off to college? What do you include in your children's toolbox?
Well, you want to think about the things that they're going to be doing. So the first thing they're going to be doing is fixing things to the wall. And because you don't want to be paying for the damage after the fact, one of the things you want to do is look for the various types of adhesives that are easy to remove. So, you know, you have like the command hooks, right? The kind that you peel off the backing, you stick it on the wall, and then you can sort of release it. Would you turn that music off? It's terrible.
But it makes you very special.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I feel very special. Thanks, Rich. The other thing we use is the mastic that sort of looks like a putty. Because this is great.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not.
Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.